are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And your Tuesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood brought to you by Lee Real Estate, VistaCare, and Audiology Associates. And joining me this morning from the South Dakota Discovery Center, it's Bree Oldman. Good morning, Bree.
Good morning.
Nice to have you here as always. And of course, you've always got fun stuff happening, but you've got a new exhibit that is it open or ready to open?
Oh, no. It opened last Friday. We had a ribbon cutting ceremony. So we have a new soil exhibit, and it's great. It's basically focusing on many of the microbes that actually help soil be healthy. There's even costumes. Kids can do like some nerdy soil cosplay, basically, and dress up as a tardigrade or a rotifer. Or a worm, and then there's some hands-on activities related to like how earthworms make their tunnels, and just thinking about what these microbes do in the soil. And in conjunction with that, the new treehouse has been finished as well in terms of the first part of it, which includes soil tunnels that kids can crawl through.
Oh, fun.
And yeah, it's a lot of fun. And I think one of the more popular things is going to be that you can play with this tardigrade and it farts as it moves along its path. And that's pretty hilarious.
That is pretty funny. Kids will love that.
Oh, yeah.
And you've done something fun, too, because you wanted to have the appearance of being underneath the soil.
Yes.
And how is that project going?
So this exhibit is underneath the second floor mezzanine over in a corner. And so when you walk in there, that we have a little bit of a low ceiling. It's like the one spot in the whole building that has an actual low ceiling. And so we're actually working on creating a interpretation of soil and roots using textile art. And so we're calling all people who knit or crochet who would like to interpret what dirt or rocks or fungus or roots look like to create something and bring it to the Discovery Center. And we're sewing those onto some burlap, and then we're going to hang it on the ceiling. So it'll be hanging down. So when you walk in, it's like you're in the soil and you look up and you're seeing the roots hanging down and the fungus and so on. And so
that is great.
Yeah. And we have a few pieces already because I crochet, a colleague of mine knits. And so we've started to put it together as kind of a proof of concept.
Okay.
But we have a lot of space to cover. So we would absolutely love to have people contribute. You could also weave something. It'd be cool to see some things maybe made out of some plastic bags that could cut into strips. So basically there's no limits to the creativity for this. You can also just donate yarn if you're like, hey, I got a bunch of old yarn in my closet and I never use it and it's earth tone colors.
Let's put it to good use.
Yes.
Yeah. And having a couple of things started, that may help people. Cause sometimes you need that visualization. Okay, where can I go with this? And they can, I'm sure, stop in and take a peek at that.
Yes, and we have some pictures we've posted about the pieces we've already made. But honestly, if you've got some brown colored or earth tone colored yarn and you know how to just kind of crochet a square, bring it in and we'll put it to good use. And so it doesn't have to be fancy. Mm-hmm. Even if you just like make a blanket kind of deal, like a tiny blanket, we can sew that on there. And this we'll have it finished and on display in December for there's kind of a World Soil Day in December. And our goal is to have kind of another grand opening kind of deal with the fiber art.
Very nice. One of the other cool things that you do is the Teen Science Cafe.
Yes. So Teen Science Cafe is a youth leadership program for any youth who are interested in STEM and want to get involved in planning events for teens. And we meet every other Sunday, typically, to do our planning. And our meetings are at 7 p.m. So, for example, this coming Sunday, the 3rd, we will be meeting at 7 p.m. at the Discovery Center. And then we plan an event each month where we bring in a scientist or somebody who is an expert in a field. And then we have activities planned and there's food. And it's an opportunity for youth to learn about different careers and to get to do some fun activities related to those careers. And so we, of course, picked the Science of Fear for October with Halloween coming up.
How fitting.
Yes, and it's the fee-fi-fo-fear trample, or fee-fi-fo-trample your fear, phobia. Sorry, I'm messing this up. Fee-fi-phobia, trample your fears. That's the title.
That's a tongue twister.
Yes, it is. And so we're going to have some really fun activities about like, so think about like a phobia box, like if you have a fear of spiders, Are you brave enough to stick your hand in that box kind of thing?
Okay.
And some food. And yeah, it'll be a lot of fun.
Very nice. That sounds pretty cool for the teens to get involved in. And if there's parents out there and say, you know what, we want to come in on a weekend, can they just come on out now to the Discovery
Yes.
Center? So you don't have to call and set up a time.
No, we are open. We are using our winter hours, which you can find on our website, which is sd-discovery.org. But yeah, we're open on weekends. We are open on school days. Teachers can plan field trips.
Right.
Daycare providers can plan field trips. So we're kind of pretty much back to normal.
Very nice.
Yeah. And then the other thing that's kind of just a, you know, Rhea will be here next time in a couple weeks, but Best for Last is coming up in November.
That's right.
So we will be gearing up for that, which is our huge fundraiser event for the year. And so people can kind of start to look forward to that.
Excellent. That is a fun deal. So November, you said. So we're a little over a month away.
Yep. We always have Best for Last in November. And
it's going to be here quick.
Yes.
Because these months have been flying by.
I know. I'm kind of like, wait, where did September go?
That's... Yeah, exactly. Well, if people are interested in checking things out online or, how do they find out more about the Discovery Center, maybe becoming members?
So you can go to our website, sd-discovery.org, and memberships are a fantastic way to support the organization. It also gets you access to hundreds of museums across the United States. It gets you discounts on camps and our program. We have some programs that are only for members. You can also call us at 224-8295.
Fantastic. Yeah, it's a great place to support, and it's a good thing for the whole family because there's always interesting and fun things happening.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you, Bree, for stopping by, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Thank you.
All right. There's Bree Oman from the South Dakota Discovery Center joining us for the Tuesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, which was brought to you by Lee Real Estate, VistaCare, and Audiology Associates.